Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 158 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about Shelby again in a brand new special edition Super Snake they're calling the Bold Edition. Now, literally just the other day, not too long ago, in fact, our previous podcast episode number 157, Ford and Shelby released a special edition GT350 and GT350R, and it is called the Heritage Edition. And it's something that only costed a little bit under $2,000. And basically what it was is exterior styling. Your exterior paint was featured in Wimbledon white, and your racing stripes were Guardsman blue racing stripes, just like the original GT350 was. Now, that was created in celebration of 55 years of partnership between Ford and Shelby, and for all of us car enthusiasts out there, that's a pretty special, and that's a pretty big moment. But this just in, Shelby has created, as this title is called, the Bold Edition Super Snake. Now, looking at the available variants of the Bold Edition, you can see why they called it the Bold Edition, because, well, it's bold. Looking at it, to get these color choices, you do definitely have to be bold to get this Super Snake. Now, the color choices that are available are actually a throwback to the Shelby colors that were available during 1970. The Shelby colors during the 1970 were bold as well. Now, what makes this Super Snake, the Bold Edition, so special is this is a special edition that Shelby American is doing. They're only making 30 of them. So this is actually going to be a pretty rare car. And there is the chance that, you know, some of these might actually appreciate in value. And looking at the pictures right now, there's three different variants of the Bold Edition that are available. Now, I would imagine they would make 10 of each variant, but I actually don't know. Maybe it's just depending on how many people order. But the very first one is what Shelby is calling a shadow black exterior paint with green racing stripes and green interior accents. The second variant of the Bold Super Snake is the exact opposite. Is green lime exterior paint with shadow black racing stripes, but still have the same green interior accents. Now, the last one, Twister orange exterior paint with black racing stripes and orange interior accents. Now, me personally, looking at these three variants, I wouldn't say I'm a green person. I'm not the biggest fan of green color out there. Nothing wrong with the color green. I might own like one shirt that's green, and out of all my favorite cars in the entire world, I wouldn't order green in any of them. But that's just me, you know. Me, I don't know. But out of these three, the shadow black with green stripes, the green lime with black stripes, and then the Twister orange with black stripes, I would definitely go with the orange. I think the orange on the brand new GT500 is just to die for. It is so beautiful and it's so sexy. And I think the Super Snake just complements it just as well. I think the Twister orange Bold Edition Super Snake with black stripes and orange interior accents is definitely going to be the one that I would go with. Now, how do you get one of these cars, and what does it cost? Well, again, as far as everything I've seen, there's no requirements to get one. Now, you don't have to have like a history of the Shelby American and purchasing their cars. They're just for sale. So how do you get one? It's just a matter of how fast can you contact Shelby and your local Ford dealer to get one, because they're only making 30. And two, can you afford it? Now, if you're ordering this straight from your local Ford dealership that specializes in Shelby American cars as well, it's going to cost you $123,295. Now, keep in mind, that's getting the Shelby Super Snake as a whole. That's getting the whole car as a Super Snake plus the Bold Edition. Now, let's say you don't buy a brand new Shelby. Rather, you just have a newer GT Mustang. What you can do is send your GT Mustang to Shelby American, and the cost to convert it into a Bold Edition Super Snake is $71,395. So I guess depending on how much your Mustang GT costs when you bought it brand new, of course, has to be newer generation, newer body style, there's a good chance it actually could be cheaper if you buy a Mustang GT and then send it to Shelby to convert. But me personally, I think I would just want to buy it directly from Shelby. Obviously, that's significantly more expensive instead of just converting one. But I don't know. That's just me. I would want to get it directly from Shelby. That's me. But it can be expensive either way, nonetheless. It's going to have 825 horsepower of good old Shelby American goodness. Just, oh, God. If you guys watched the last podcast episode, you will know I'm a huge Mustang person. And Shelby, even out of all the automotive brands out there, Shelby's just one of my favorite. If you haven't seen Ford vs. Ferrari, go see it. And I think you'll become a huge Shelby fan too. I was a huge Shelby fan prior to the movie. Seeing this movie even made me that much more of a Shelby fan. And I just encourage anyone out there, if you like Mustangs, go check out Ford vs. Ferrari if you haven't already. And you'll see why I love Shelby so much. Now, the official debut of the Bold Edition Super Snake is going to be happening in January 2020, just a few days away, actually, in Scottsdale, Arizona, at the next Barrett Jackson auction. So, I only have one question for you, ladies and gentlemen. Have you purchased yours yet? Well, two questions, I guess, technically. The first question is, have you purchased it? And the second one is, if you haven't, why not? Go out there and go get one. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have today, talking about the Bold Edition, newest Super Snake from Shelby, the Bold Edition. They're only making 30 of them, 825 horsepower, just absolute deliciousness. But that's all we got for episode number 158. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well, unless you're sitting here watching on YouTube already. If you are, bless your heart. Thank you so much. And just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. If you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the links in the description as well, your guys' go-to source for the best car apparel out there. If you're looking for your favorite hat, shirt, jacket, accessory from your favorite car company, check out the link in the description. I got a coupon code for you guys as well. And last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into episode number 159. We're going to be talking about Mercedes-Benz and the brand new E-Sprinter commercial van. Very exciting. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.